devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. I'm going to jump around a little bit, but our verses are all going to come from Matthew chapter 12. First is verses 5 and 6. Or have you not read in the law on the Sabbath how the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. Then we skip ahead to 41 to 43. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. On this week of the year, we are celebrating the last week of Jesus' life before his death, burial, and resurrection. In that mindset, I read this chapter during my morning devotional time. And notice this theme of Jesus being greater. He's greater than the temple. He is greater than the prophet Jonah. He is greater than Solomon. Who is Jesus talking to when he makes these claims? He is talking to the religious leaders. They possess a knowledge of biblical Judaism that, quite frankly, none of us could match with our knowledge of biblical Christianity. And he matches them at every turn and raises them at every point. Yes, temple worship is important, but not more important than a person's life. Jonah was a respected prophet, and Solomon a respected king. But neither is more important than the one who is here now. A couple takeaways. First, Jesus knew and appreciated the Old Testament. He says he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He tells the two downcast believers on the road to Emmaus that all the law and the prophets pointed forward to the coming Messiah. This means that our Old Testament is important. I just watched a clip that pointed out that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality, which is true, but he didn't need to. He knew the faith tradition of the Old Testament that as God, he wrote. Rather than arguing from his silence on the issue that, you know, he approves of homosexuality, we can take his silence on the issue as his not needing to overturn anything. He was not afraid to do that on many accounts. You know, you heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. All that to say, Jesus valued, quoted, and ultimately fulfilled the Old Testament scriptures. While we certainly won't be doing the last of those three things, we can absolutely do the first two. Secondly, the Old Testament is not the whole story. These scriptures point to something beyond, something greater, the pinnacle, the fulfillment. That one is Christ Jesus the Lord. Temple worship was a shadow. The Old Testament prophets had part of the story. The Old Testament monarchs left much to be desired. My ESV Study Bible points out the pattern here. Temple, priest. Jonah, prophet. Solomon, king. Jesus is the greater prophet, priest, and king. He rides into a worshipful celebration on Palm Sunday. And while offending the religious leaders the following week, he encourages the faithful and teaches about who he is and what he must do and how we ought to live. In this Easter season, let's remember that whatever we look to other than God for our joy, contentment, or meaning is lesser. Jesus is greater. Whatever we are looking for in these idols is ultimately only found in our relationship with Jesus. So let's listen to what he has to tell us about who he is, what he does, and how we ought to live. Jesus is greater. Lord, we thank you for the reminder from your word, who you are, and what that means, not just 2,000 years ago, but for us today. Lord, help us to live that out. Help us to value the truth we find in our Bibles. God, to use that to learn more about who you are and how we might experience more of your life in us. God, help us to share the joy that we celebrate at Easter with those who are around us, maybe those who need to meet you for the first time. Do this in and through us for your glory and our good. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.